Good day, you beautiful people. Welcome to Toaster Tubby Time. I am your host, Chris, and people keep asking if I'm back, and I'm thinking, yeah, I'm back. Good day, you beautiful people, and welcome back to Toaster Tubby Time. This is officially going to be the start of season 3, because, season 2 got cut abruptly, and kind of whole paradigm shifts in my brain, I guess. So basically what happened was my father-in-law had taken a turn for the worse throughout September, and he ended up passing in the beginning of October. So basically we've just been dealing with a lot of, grief and mourning and adjustment to, new normal, new what life is. So it was a little bit of a brief impasse, and I hope that you all continue to listen and come back, because, no, I'm not telling this as a sad story to get listeners. I like talking to you people, whoever wants to listen and whoever wants to write back, because I'm always very open to feedback, both negative and positive. But anyways, so I'm really just sitting here kind of knocking the ring rust off, I guess you could say, if a wrestling term, or just say knocking the rust off or something. I don't know why I said ring rust. I think because I've been watching a lot of TikTok clips of the WrestleMania thing that happened this past weekend. And while the WrestleMania was happening, the WrestleMania number 40, extra large, while that was going on, I was at a concert with my nephew. We went and saw Steve Vai and Joe Satriani. Very awesome concert. Very much recommend seeing it. I would say that at 45, I was probably the second youngest person there, with my nephew being the youngest at 18. Has a very, very old man musty smell throughout the theater that night. But I joke, I kid, because that's what we have to do. We have to joke to make light of stuff. So yeah, there was actually something that I heard recently that has been sticking in my brain, and it's a little bit of a story, and I kind of like it. And I'm going to tell you the story, and then I'm going to tell you what I think about it. And so the story is basically, a student asks their professor, what's the secret to happiness? And the professor takes a glass of water from his desk, and it had some water in it. He asks the students, how much do you think this weighs? And the students are all guessing weights, and nobody can get it right. And, well, even if they did get it right, really, it didn't matter to the professor, because he said, when you're thinking about happiness, don't think about this weight as weight, but think about it as time that you're holding this weight. So if you hold this glass for a couple minutes, it's not too bad. If you hold it for an hour, you're probably going to be a little sore. If you hold it all day, you're going to be probably not even be able to move your arm the next day. And he said, that's the same thing with anger and, sadness, grief, anything. It's okay to hold it. It's okay to experience it and to feel it, but don't hold on to it for too long, otherwise it's just going to end up paralyzing you. So that's kind of what I've been thinking around lately. So that's the mindset or whatever that I'm trying to work on right now. I love the current expression that I'm going with, that the master has failed more times than the student has tried. So I think that's pretty cool. I'm not going to do, there's no like nerdy stuff really happening. Right now, Marvel has one movie coming out this year, which is Deadpool 3. And really, that's just going to be like, I don't know. I want it to be good, but it's just going to be your huge retcon fest. I think that's going to be the biggest thing. It's going to be like, all right, we don't want Kang, get rid of him. Okay, we don't want this, we don't want that. Just use Deadpool to get rid of it. But that's my thought on that. The other thing that I've been reading a lot of, I've gone through a lot of the old Transformers comics, the Generation 1 and, you know, Regeneration 1, Generation 2, some of the cool stuff there. And, you know, a lot of the, I'm a big fan of Simon Furman. I think I'm going to put Simon Furman as my list of people that I would love to meet, up on top with, Sam Keith. Sam Keith is just amazing as far as comics go. So it's Sam Keith and Simon Furman right now, and Eric Larson and Todd McFarlane, because I'd like to get prints from them because they were the Spider-Man artists when I was a kid. But yeah, so I was reading a lot of Transformers, and Simon Furman really, I love the way he did this story. It was a 20-issue arc called Regeneration 1. It was after Marvel canceled Generation 1 after issue 80, and you know, years later they got offered the option to, you know, fill in 20-ish more episodes or more issues, and it just fantastic storytelling, wrapping up all the arcs, introducing some characters like G-Axis that was going to be, or that was in Generation 2, and you know, even Generation 2 was some really great story work. It sucks when they get stuck pigeonholed trying to sell toys in it, but you know, it's still really good writing. And the thing that I noticed is that, like, throughout the entirety of the thing, there's just always that duality with Optimus and Megatron, and it goes through everything with comics and storytelling. Ahab and Moby Dick, Batman and Joker. But yeah, it's just, I think that's kind of a cool and interesting concept. And I really just hope that I'm not like the bad guy in somebody's story. I know I am in some way or some shape or form, but you know, hoping I'm not. But as far as this goes, this was a good start. And like I said, I'm just easing myself back into this because I have ideas and you know, I just want to get them out there and talk to you guys about them. So just remember to carry, think about the weight of that glass of water. Aside from that, peace out. I love you guys. Talk to you very soon. I'm getting back to weekly, so talk to you very soon. Peace. Oh, shit, man. I'm coming back in here after the fact because I forgot to say I love you, beautiful beeholes.
It's the way you walk, it's the way you talk, it's the way you shine. It's the way that turn in a walking on, in a walking night. And I'm sorry not to follow me, and it's all over. One thing I know, this is my life.